Hey, this episode of Ideas Extra is brought to you by people like you. You ask us questions. We ask everybody questions. It's time, y'all.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
This is your man, Big B. Now, I know most of you are asking yourselves, wait a minute, what in the complete hell is going on right now? This don't sound like the IDS show that I know. It sounds like something different. Well, it is something different. We have listened to you all ask some of your questions throughout the years and the time, and we haven't been able to get to all of them, and some of them we just kind of felt like, look, it deserves sort of a show on its own. So we did that. We've compiled some of the questions that you've asked. We've thrown in some of our own that we've wanted to ask. And not only that, we've even revamped a team for this show. We wanted to bring in some heavy hitters. We wanted to bring in some people that put it all on the line and don't give 2.5 fucks about what you got to say about their opinion. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce the crew, and then we'll let everybody formally introduce themselves and say what they want to say about themselves, and it's probably going to be a lie, so I don't know if you want to take too much of that. The water cooler. As you know, I am your man, Big B. You don't need to know nothing about me. With me, I got the queen.
You don't need to know nothing about me. You already know.
We have confiscated his passport in order to make him sit still. From a fresh run, we have the man Diego back
with
us.
I'm here.
Are you?
Sort of.
All right. Now, the U.S. government doesn't just let fugitives like Diego just run free. So part of the deal to have him here today, he had to have a handler. So his handler today is going to be Miss Sonia. We can't give out all her information because she is an agent.
That's right.
So, Miss Sonia, you know we're going to start with you because they know the rest of the room.
So, I'm Miss Sonia from the Boogie Down Bronx.
BK.
Yep. Here. And I'm glad to be here.
The Boogie Down.
The Boogie Down Bronx.
Wow. Okay. Mr. Diego.
Yes.
Tell people about yourself.
Well, what is it not to tell about me? I'm just a fabulous, wonderful kind of guy that I like to tell it like it is. I like to tell the truth and set people free, because I truly want men and women to get together and find that true love, because that's what it's all about, true love.
I don't feel like that was a lie.
Right.
But I mean, I'm
from the conversations I've had with Diego, I can vouch for that.
Yeah. I don't know. From the conversations I've had with Diego,
I did say true love.
And in order to gain perfection, you have to practice.
Right.
How about
true.
That?
That is very true.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
With that Queen, how you doing?
I'm good.
Introduce yourself to the people.
I've already done that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
People might be tuning in for the first time.
They are not.
They are. Tell little people about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Neen.
That's
Do
it.
Some podcast.
That's it.
Go when you go to this page that you're going to go to. just scroll down.
So you got 200 bodies, 200 some odd bodies of work that you
just
can
keep click. Yeah, click that one. Click the other one right behind it.
Click,
keep
bitch.
Clicking.
Just click.
Just keep clicking backwards. I am there.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, I am your man, Big B, and I'll be making an announcement soon that I will no longer be going by your man, Big B, but we'll talk about that later. Actually, you know, I'll make that announcement now. I'm no longer going by your man, Big B. I'll announce the name on Monday.
Okay. Very well.
Neen, what the hell do you have us out on an oddball night where we would usually be getting drunk and belligerent?
Right. Well, you know what? Okay. I have to ask this question of you guys before we even get started. So this is a dating show. We're thinking, you know, Diego came up with a great title, Dating Sucks, with a question mark. So I have to ask you guys before we get started, what is your relationship status? Diego?
I'm single. And always will be.
But are you, I mean, dating?
I'm dating. Okay. I'm a free agent.
Okay. Miss Sonia.
I'm dating, but I'm taking a break right now because of just the bullshit that's out there. So I'm just trying to take a step back.
Okay.
To see, but yeah, I'm a free agent too. Free agent.
The, artist still known as Big B until Monday.
Can I go last?
Sir, I just asked you.
I am newly in a relationship.
That's what's up. Okay. Did you have anything else to say? Or you...
Other than I'm going to fuck you up in a few minutes?
No.
At break. You might not be here for the next segment, but go ahead.
I was going to go if you didn't go.
I'm messing with you.
Okay. Well, I think then I'm really the only one that's not dating right now. So not dating, not in a relationship. So just want to give people a little bit of background before we actually start, you know, the show.
Okay.
Okay. So people have an idea what we're doing. And, you know,
okay, can I ask another layer of that question?
Sure.
If we could put it. Mm-hmm. How has anyone on a panel been married?
Yes.
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 I have
yes.
not.
Yes. Okay. I have.
I have too.
Okay. So
I have too.
Okay. Well, once again, I am the lone wolf.
And can I ask another layer of that question?
Oh, shit.
As far as dating, what, I mean, and I guess that could be a question for later. What constitutes dating? I mean, how many number of dates, I guess the frequency of how you're dating or, I mean, what? I guess we can kind of touch on that later on, you know, because, I mean, you could date once every 5 months or so.
Yeah, but you're still dating.
Okay, but right. I mean, in that case, then everyone could be dating because, I mean, even though.
Well, no, everyone can.
Everybody, I actually haven't even been on a date in the last 5 months, so.
Okay, but, I mean, but 6 months you might be dating. So I would say if you're single. And not in an exclusive relationship, i.e., engaged or married. Because I think even if you're
right.
you're in a relationship, you're still a free agent until the next best thing comes.
Right.
So yeah. So I think we all are dating or dateable. So say that.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, everybody's dateable. Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, not if you're married. If you're not,
I mean,
you're
well,
not
okay,
I'm just saying,
of course,
so that's what
you're single.
Yeah. So
yeah. Okay. So we good?
Yeah.
Any more questions before I start?
Nope. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're good.
So, this is a question that we've had for a bit, so I want to put it out there and say, this is from Tasha. She actually asked this question, I remember, from when we were on IDS. So, Tasha wants to know, is romance dead?
I would say no. I think romance is very much alive. It all depends on what is your aspiration as far as that person, because each person you date or you're involved with, your aspiration to do for that person changes. If you're doing the same thing for everybody else, you're just pretty much, you know, kind of playing a game of what you do, because everyone that you meet, you can't possibly do the same romantic things for everybody. And if you are, then guess what? You're kind of fooling yourself.
True.
Okay. Well, Miss Sonia?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all depends on what your idea of romance is. Everybody has a different take on what is romantic and what is not romantic. So, you know, it just depends on what suits the couple, you know what I mean, at that time. So, I don't know. Is romance dead?
Yeah. And what is romance anyway? Let's throw it out
you
there.
You want to try to define it? What is romance to you?
Romance to me? Oh, yeah. Romance to me is, I think it starts with, you know, if we're home alone and, you know, we're kind of winding up the day, you know, the day is kind of ending and we're sitting on the couch talking about each other's day. To me, that's romantic. That's romantic to me. I mean, you know, it's just kind of spending time with each other, really talking to each other and not watching the TV. That's romantic.
Yeah. Okay, that's romantic. I mean, it's different levels of romance. Okay. I mean, you know.
But I mean, you're saying that's a start.
I mean, yeah. Okay, that's the beginning. I mean, but as you get to know each other, could be but taking a bath together or, you know, drinking some wine together. That's romantic.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you know, yeah. Drink enough to get her drunk so you can
No,
other
you
things.
Don't have to get her drunk.
I mean, damn, you gotta get her drunk.
I know.
And,
she should. Yeah.
Jello,
okay,
coffee.
Yeah, right. I was like, all right, coffee.
Well, I mean, but there again, she might not want to do things that you want to do when she's sober. So
okay, that's a different.
That's a whole different topic.
But that's romantic to some people, though.
What? To getting, just be.
Wait, right? Getting somebody drunk?
Well, it all depends on what you want to do to take it to the next level of romance.
Okay.
Okay. No.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're going to say no.
Right. Okay.
But no, romance is not dead. I think everybody has their different thing. Like guys do romance. I think women romance is kind of harlequin romance novels and the stuff that they see on TV, which I think is a lot of it's bullshit. But I think that.
Well, not all women.
Most women. I'm going to say most.
No, not most.
No,
women.
I'm going to say most.
You think most?
I'm going to say most. I'm gonna say most. Brian, when you say most women you talk to, they have this idealistic ideal of romance.
I probably would say a majority.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
No, it's
but
not.
I think that most women, their ideal of romance is far outweighs a man's ideal of romance, because you know we're just
different.
Yeah, we're just different in the way we think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so B.
I think romance is heavily diluted. It's there, and it is living and breathing somewhere. I don't think enough of us put in the time, energy, and work to find it. And I think the rest of us have blinders on to one's efforts when they're trying to display it. Because it's not what your everyday rap song says romance should be. It's not what reality shows say romance is nowadays. So what we have become accustomed to in romance, I think, has definitely changed. I would even add changed for the worse.
Agree with that.
But it is there. And the sad thing about it being there, when it is shown and when it is executed, unfortunately, it's addressed as that person being corny or weak or, you know, not hip or what have you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Today's terms say if you don't smack on her ass and call her a bitch with what you're doing, it wasn't romantic.
Right. That's true.
Right, yeah.
That is so true. You preached on that one. Preach. I ain't gonna lie to you. You did a preach on that one.
I mean, yeah, I can definitely agree with some of the things you just said. That I do. I mean, I still feel like there are some romantic people out there, and I'll say it for myself. I do think there are some romantic men out there that are still willing to, you know, open the door for you, car door, you know, the door you're going into, even whether it's a restaurant, a post office or whatever. I do feel like there are men out there that are still, you know, like that. I don't have to have a dozen roses sent to my office to, you know, make me feel like, oh, wow, he likes me. He cares about me. You know, it could be my favorite candy. You know, like, it could be M&Ms. It could be one single rose. It could be I come over and you pour me a glass of wine and you know, like, my favorite wine or my favorite drink. You know, you make dinner for me or I make dinner for you. You know, it could be something simplistic as that. You know, and just spending time together where, because I think a lot of people don't spend quality time together anymore. I think a lot of people, you know, like I think a lot of guys would rather just buy you something instead of spending time with you. And, you know, so I think to me that matters, you know, the quality time. I mean, not too much of it because I don't want to get tired of your ass, but, you know, just time together I think is important. And it could be just, like I said, something as simplistic as watching a movie. And no, not Netflix and chill, people. But if that, you know, if that happens, that's okay. But, you know, when you're coming over with just the intention of us actually watching a movie and curling up on the couch, and if we happen to fall asleep, you know, whatever. I mean, maybe we might wake up and do something, whatever. But, you know, like, just those little small things to me are romantic.
You know, I think that it's sad, and I understand we all have our levels of functioning or what have you, but I think, like, especially as we are about a week or so away from Valentine's Day, I think that it's sad that a bunch of women are going to get these random teddy bears and crap that was bought 5 minutes ago on the corner, or a dozen, or some roses from the essay in the middle of the street. And I dig it. If that works for you, then God bless you. But I think that it's awful that that person gave you 5.5 minutes of thought on the way to your house.
Well, I just think that, well, I've never done Valentine's Day. I just refuse to do it. I think it's one of those holidays that people just get caught up on for the wrong reasons. I mean, I think if you're in a relationship or you're dating someone and it's leading towards that, I think it's how you treat that person while you with that person, not on that one particular day you're going to show her that you care about her more than any other day. And I think a lot of women, because I don't know too many men who are caught up with Valentine's Day, but I think a lot of women are still caught up with Valentine's Day, which I think is kind of childish, really. I think as you grow and you mature and you evolve, you got to see that this person is doing this on one particular day, but all throughout the time that you're with him, he's coming over with that DVD, you know, to spend time with you on the couch, and he doesn't do anything else. But on that one particular day, I'm going to send you some flowers or buy you this one of those stupid teddy bears or whatever. But, you know, people still get into that.
Yeah.
You know?
So
you know? Sad. And I've canceled many women based on Valentine's Day.
Cancel.
I was going to say.
Tell them, Nino Brown.
I was just about to say.
Their contract was over. Pour the champagne on them.
I'll buy a new one, huh?
Jeez, yeah, Louise.
I agree with that. I mean, I agree. Sometimes they say it's the thought that counts. Don't think of me like that in the, you know, in like the 5 minutes before you get to my house. So I agree with that. I think it's all year round. I think they just have these holidays. They just put them in just for people who just don't know how to love, maybe. So, but I don't like to get caught up in those kind of holidays.
Yeah. And knowing how to love, you know, hopefully once we finish with these series of questions, that people will learn what the true meaning of love in a relationship is, and not their thought process has been kind of going on for years and years and years, still doing the same thing over and over again with the same results. So.
I agree.
True that. All right, kids, we're going to move on to the next question. Oh, so left turning. So, you know, it just snowed in the DMV and probably snowed most, you know, on the East Coast. So my question is, if you're invited to get snowed in, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, for the weekend, is it assumed that you guys will have sex? If not, why would you go?
I agree with that.
Okay, one more time. If you are invited to get, quote unquote, snowed in for the weekend, is it assumed that you guys will have sex? If not, why would you go?
Yes. And if you, and to me, that's a yes. Because if somebody calls me and says, hey, it's getting ready to snow, want to come over? And I'm looking at the forecast knowing I'm going to be in the house with this fool for 3-4 days. But I don't like him like that. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm good. But if I like him like that and I know I want to sleep with him, I'm going to say yes and pack my bag and go over. I mean, that's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. And if you go on a premise that you think that you're going to be there for 3-4 days without fucking, you dumb. I mean, unless you're friends, but then...
Friends?
That's what I'm just saying. Then it's
I wish
like,
I had my applause sound effect.
Because I'm about on my knees right now going, you know, praise Lord, like, the praise.
Realness does exist.
Right, because, I mean, so many women out there who think that, no, you can go out there and we could just be friends. Fuck that. If you come over to my house and you staying in sleeping in my bed, and we snowed in, we fucking. Simple as that. We fucking.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to take it for the team.
Right.
And just deal with it, because the ideal of you just coming over as friends and we just hanging out, nah, fuck that. We can hang out over the phone or video chat, but if you're coming to my spot and you're sleeping in my bed is a fucking zone. So the bottom line, if you sleep in my bed, you are giving up your rights.
Damn, you are on your way to Rick Ross and Cosby Land.
I'm just saying, if you, if you come to my bed, those are the parameters.
That's the
reality. There's a little sign on the side of the bed that says, this "If is you a lay down, zone. A penis may appear."
Right, exactly.
Caution.
Can you get that sign?
And
before?
The objects in the window is as big as it is. But the bottom line is, who does
step
that?
Out of conversation for a minute.
What woman? Would definitely what woman or man?
Cause right, I was gonna say either or.
Some man out there who I don't know what kind of guys out there, but anyway, some guys.
You know, talked about that.
Yeah,
that has happened to me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay,
but I'm just saying, if you get snowed in with someone and y'all are not buddies,
right?
Okay, and it's not by accident you got snowed in. I mean, this was a conscious effort to come to someone's house.
Right. Yes.
Come on. Right. Stop the bullshit. Yeah. Stop the bullshit.
Right. Because we know here it started snowing about, I want to say, like 1 o'clock on Friday. Right. And then technically, they, as bad as they said it was going to be, you know, I know other, you know, places make fun of us like, oh, it didn't snow that bad. Well, for us, it did snow bad because, you know, trucks couldn't get out. So, you know, if you came over on Friday after the snow started to fall, you were technically not leaving until that Sunday or that Monday.
Right.
If you could even get out on Monday.
Right.
So you might be making a holiday weekend, President's Day weekend.
Right.
Is what you're about to spend at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I don't know. I'm grown enough to know if I go over somebody's house and it's not my friend, it's not my cousin's house, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it's about to go down. And, you know, especially if somebody was smart enough to, you know, we have beverages, we have enough food, you know, all those things.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's going to go down.
So my question is, what if the person doesn't, I mean, let's say they get there.
Well, you didn't let him answer before you curveball.
Sorry about that, B. Sorry.
Yeah, let him answer, then curveball it.
No, it's cool. Yeah, I think that you should definitely know that that not only there's so many and I'm gonna let you know Diego go first with his you know curveballs or what have you, but there's so much that you can learn from a snowstorm, especially like the one we just had, you know. And first and foremost, if you're the one getting that call. Yeah, you need to not question your position on the totem pole. You know what I'm saying? And I would use that time to, you know, really, you know, find out about where you are and who you're with and all that, because, You know, for some guys, unless they just went down the Rolodex and you were like number four and you the one that said, yeah, well, then.
Well, you wouldn't know.
But, you know, so. But I would, I guess to answer the question, yeah, if you're going to be snowed in, I would probably assume that it's going to go down.
Okay. So we all in agreement, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So my question is curveballing is like, what if the person don't want to do it? Then what? Do you put them out?
Well, you can't do that.
I mean, can you put them in the next room? Like, well, you got to sleep on the couch, or do you not feed them but a certain amount of food? You can't drink no more wine. Can you ration in them? Because the bottom line, you're consuming my stuff based on your giving a pussy. So can you curve that? I'm just asking.
Well, is it too late to call in a new pussy?
Yeah, and can you call in new pussy?
I'm saying, is it too late?
No, it's not too late. Because you can always put them out and get new pussy in. Yeah.
No, but is the snow that high that, like, can they get there? Can a new pussy get there?
So, right, because I'm saying, what if it was like Saturday, Sunday, where Saturday, really, nobody was going outside.
Right.
So what if it was Saturday, Sunday, where you can't call in a new team member? Mm-hmm. You stuck with the one you got.
Right.
So that's why you would put the other person on the couch or in the spare bedroom and say, look, you know, since you... Because you can't sleep in my bed.
Well, I wouldn't say like, well, since you ain't giving it up, I would be like, you know what? I think it would be more comfortable for both of us if, you know, you slept in the spare bedroom.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I would put it like that and, you know, still go about the next day and be like, hey, I made some eggs and waffles and shit and whatever. Because you can't put them out.
I don't think I would even make the announcement of I think it would be best. If you know that you're not here and that's going to go down, I honestly believe I'm home.
Right.
Okay. I'm home. I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to be comfortable is the question.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, like you said, if you feel that you're going to be comfortable in the bed with me, when I roll over and that penis lay across you, you know, don't look at me crazy. Like I thought I told you, nah, you in my bed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if your level of comfort needs to be in the basement or in the spare room. You probably need to head that way, but if you're in my bed where I'm comfortable, I'm naked, and...
Right.
So what if the person stayed there and say, well, I still want to sleep with you in your bed. What do you do? What would you do?
Me, personally, I would probably relocate.
Out of your
right.
bed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'd relocate. I'd go to the next room.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be an ESPN kind of morning.
Okay.
You know, I'm not gonna be that complete ass, but you better understand I'm gonna be looking out that window every minute to see if the snowplow came through.
Right. Okay.
To make sure we get your ass home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out.
Now, would you not call anyone else around them? Like, would you, you know, curtail your phone calls? And the reason why I ask that because it happened to someone I know, and I'm just saying,
if you've established a friend zone, then we're going to function as friends.
Okay.
Right.
Now, I don't know if I would go as far as, you know, hey, so-and-so, I know you got a Chevy Tahoe four-wheel drive. You trying to come through the snow. And I don't know if I go that hard.
Right.
And be like, hey, look, I got a buddy of mine upstairs, so don't even worry about her.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm going to go that hard, but.
I'm just like.
Otherwise, yeah, I mean.
See, I'm that guy. That I would just tell you, you got to go in the other room. I'm not sleeping with you.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, as a woman, knowing that you're not going to give him anyway, you shouldn't even be going over there. But
agreed.
But if you go over, and you know, I mean, anything could happen. You can have the idea that maybe you were going to. You can get into an argument and maybe then decide not to. I mean, anything could happen. But I'm not going to sleep in your bed. I'm going to go to the couch. I'm not even going to do that. I'm not even going to.
Right.
Because that way it is clear.
Yes. Right. That you are my buddy.
Right. And we're going to look for your escape.
And I'll be looking for my escape.
Yeah. Y'all are funny. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
It's your boy Hero. Sit back and enjoy yourself.
I'm just caught up in the newness.
In the newness, yeah.
But truth be told, I think she is the one.
since she signed on board, we've been going hard,
so hard,
till like 8:45. Now I'm at my 9 to 5, but never feeling so alive. Yeah, yeah. I guess you can blame my brand new friend
since she entered in.
I've been holding her more than my pen,
and you know that's a lie.
First time I ever got writer's block. Okay, maybe not. When we park, the pain just won't stop. No.
They speak of jobs and positions. Who's seeing who? Who settled down? They casually mention your name. Power in a word is saying how it triggers everything to come tumbling down into the pit of my stomach. Oats and butterflies coexist. Reaction shared by all romantics threatens to persist, and this unanswered question lingers on to this later day. Can I resign to never know if I was your one that got away?
Hey, welcome back. You still with us? I hope you didn't turn us off, or you know how we do. This is still IDS, okay? All right.
I'm worried about the people that are like the one person that was like, hey, sweetheart, this is the IDS crew I was telling you about. You got to listen to their show.
Ooh.
And well, now they sitting there sweating like, hold on, baby, this ain't the show they usually do.
Okay. Well, before you put this show out, make sure you do a very nice, accurate description of what we're talking. Wait, you put the disclaimer. The show.
It ain't happening today.
Okay. No, well,
it ain't happening today. This,
well, you should already know how we do, right? Going.
But you know what, though? Diego put the most important part about this show out is.
What'd he say?
We're not here to disturb what you got going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully, we're
not
here to strengthen and open a dialogue between what you have going on.
Or at least
him or her and her or whatever.
Him and him. Or the very least, you know, if you're starting to look out there and you're starting to date, you might keep some of these, topics and conversations in mind. Because, I mean, if you stay with us, we do have a lot more questions. And I'm pretty sure as the, shows go on and as this show goes on, I'm sure you're going to be like, oh, I gotta send them some feedback. So you can send us some feedback by going to indeepshow@yahoo.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-1IDS. Because I'm pretty sure you are going to have something to say, especially when Diego brings out that second question. Diego, are you ready to read the next question?
Yes, I am.
All right.
And before I read this question, let me just say this. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay. It is not my intention to offend any true believers out there.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Let me just say that first. Okay?
Okay.
So if you're a true believer, i.e. Christian.
A believer, like as in Justin Bieber?
No, I'm talking about a true God
fearing
spiritual person.
Okay, I just want to correct.
Okay,
I want to correct. Well, you. Okay, but I mean, I want to make sure.
Now, but so was.
Just
now,
want to make sure.
So, okay. With that being said, let me just put this out there, and then we're going to expound upon it once I say it. People that say they are Christians, but why are they the biggest whores out there?
Sisters? You want to answer that at first?
Brothers.
Or?
Like.
I kind of feel like I don't want to go next. So.
You.
Diego,
wait,
start us off.
Let me just say like this. I always say if a man or a woman, because we all seen it, you know, ministers in church, parishioners, people in the church, or all these other people out there, people who are always on these dating sites, they always lead with, "I'm a Christian." Like, what the fuck that got to do with anything? Because that doesn't mean that I'm not going to fuck you or treat you like any other person out there. But when they always put that moniker, "I'm a Christian man" or "I'm a Christian woman," but why are you always the biggest hoes out there? And I'm talking about men and women. I'm not just talking about, when I say hoe, I'm not talking about just women. I'm talking about men too, because there's a lot of women out there to deal with guys who use that bullshit tagline, "Well, I'm a Christian," and next thing you know, they got their dick in the hand. So I'm just saying. Yeah, well.
No, I don't know. Well, okay.
Miss Sonia's like,
let me clear my throat. I have a lot to say on that.
Speak on it.
See, okay, now.
What happened was?
So, right, because what happens? You know what it is? I think a lot of times some women and men, they might be Christians and they might be newly Christians. And sometimes when you're new at it, you keep saying it so you can start to live it and believe it. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean that you still don't have your ways, because you do. So if you like to fuck, you still fucking. You would hopefully maybe, you know, start to, you know, kind of, you know what I mean? To try to be wiser in your choice making. I mean, but the flesh is weak. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of times, because, you know, it's so funny, because a friend of mine, we were talking about this the other day, and we were saying that what we came down to was, a lot of times people keep saying it to themselves so then they can believe it and start living the right way. But it's a journey.
Okay, but what about Deacon Bob, who's been in the deacon ministry for 25, 40 years, and still be sitting like, "Sister, let me help you," and you be saying,
"He's still a man. No, he's
but
not
the,
no,
but you just said newly. I don't think newly has anything to do with it.
Well, you know what I mean. I think if you just like the fuck, you like the fuck. I mean, you just have to pray every day and try to make sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
You can pray away.
You got to pray away.
What I'm saying is the fact that they use that as a disarming mechanism to that person and say, well, you know, it's like when you're doing, like, when you're doing business, and I've done business with people, and they're the biggest whores out there too. And you do business with people, and the first thing when you're doing business, "Well, we're a Christian-based business." Well, that don't mean shit to me, because that means you're going to fuck me just as well as anybody else. Just because you're saying it don't mean shit. And that's what I'm saying. People use that as a disarming mechanism.
Well, a lot of times people, they feel more comfortable thinking that they're doing business with somebody who believes in what they believe in. It's
what,
just
believe in
tactic.
Fucking them too?
You know what?
I'm just asking, because to me,
I believe she's saying, I believe in... whatever religion you believe in, too.
Right? It's like, it's just a comfort mechanism. That, so you know, it's like another culture is coming to me to do business with me. You know, you understand?
I'm not really buying that, because the bottom line, I've been out there way too long, and I've dealt with so many women out there.
Christians are not perfect.
I'm not, and that's the thing about it. We know no one's perfect.
Right.
What I'm saying is, stop the bullshit.
Stop saying that.
Because it doesn't make any difference whether you're a Christian. I don't care. I'm still going to fuck you anyway. My mission is to fuck you. It doesn't make any difference because you're a Christian girl and you to give your life to Christ.
I'm
still
going to
fuck
mission. You.
Okay. That's my mission. Well, that's my job. I got to do my job. Why are you going to stop me from doing my job?
Look.
Who would that become your job, son?
Well, if it's a man and you're with a woman, it is your job. I mean, any woman who don't believe that.
Your job is to procreate. Your job is not necessarily to fuck.
No, I'm not a Christian, so my job is to fuck.
Well, I mean, I know you. You're right. But I mean, I'm just saying what it is your job is to procreate. It is not to fuck. That is not what is written. That's what I said, not you.
That's what I'm saying. But the whole point of the matter is, I'm not mad that you're a Christian. I think it's a beautiful thing. No, it really is. I think it's a beautiful thing that you are. I think everyone should believe in something to get them through the day and make their life a better place. But what I'm saying is, I'm tired of these guys, and especially a lot of guys. I'm not really harping on the women. I'm talking about the guys who's using this bullshit to trap these women
I'm
in.
Talking about the women, I don't know about you.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, I mean the women too, but I'm really harping on the guys because since the women always say I'm jumping on them, but I'm harping about the guys. Okay. I know a lot of guys who spill this bullshit. Well, you know, I'm a Christian and blah blah blah. And the bottom line, you trying to have your, you trying to put your dick in her within a minute.
That's true.
You know,
though.
So I mean, I'm just saying, stop using that line. If you're a Christian, keep it to yourself. But you don't have to say it in order to win that person over. Because to me, I think it's almost like you're trying to lull that person to a false sense of safety. Because that's what you do. Because a lot of women, you know, they feel that, oh, I want a Christian guy. The guy's going to be, you know, about the Lord and everything like that. And they feel that they're being with this guy and they're being lulled into a false sense of security.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually had that happen to me. I've had that happen to me where I met a guy and he said that he was a Christian and, you know, he went to church like 3 or 4 times a week. So I said, okay. So I said, well, let me test the waters. So I said, okay, so that means that you don't believe in sex before marriage. So he was like, yeah, absolutely.
He was like, I ain't say that shit.
Right. No, look, but he said, yeah, absolutely. I said, okay. So he said, yeah, so when are we going to have a meet and greet? I said, okay, oh. Yeah, we can have a meet and greet, you know, tomorrow. So we went and met what we met. That brother was like, yeah, what I said yesterday, I'm taking that back. I'm going to have to retract that. I do believe in sex before marriage. I said, you sucker.
Wait. Miss Sonia, hold up. Was this somebody you already knew, or this was somebody you were meeting for the first time, and then he saw you, he was like, oh, wait a minute, girl, my flesh is weak.
Yes.
My flesh is weak.
Yes.
So now that I've seen you, I don't have to.
Lord is my savior. He knows what I want.
Right. He was like, I see you now, so everything I said before I saw you is some bullshit, so now we need to.
Yeah. So now we need to rethink my beliefs.
He wanted to lay hands on you.
Yeah, he lay hands on right.
And other stuff. And other things.
I told him, I said, no. I'm gonna keep you in the word. No. We are not gonna do that.
Amen. We're gonna pray together.
I haven't heard from him since.
Put your Bible on the page. Okay. Oh. Didn't happen?
Don't make me play the music.
Nothing happened. Nope.
Huh, what?
Please don't make me play the music.
Okay. Please don't. Okay. IDS fam, you know what he's talking about.
But
okay. Well, yeesh. I kind of feel like, damn, is there
Queen? Queen, I just on our break, on our ideas break in the 2015 break, I took those 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was, to clear out my hate mail from the Holy Rollers, from all of the religious shows that we had passed.
Okay.
And you want me to reopen that Pandora's box? I will. Thank you for the invitation.
Okay, well, that was hard. Okay. That's what she said.
Diego, earlier, you know, I was talking to you, you know, we had said that, you know, you were talking about gentlemen, and I said, no, I think it's kind of more women or what have you. The reason why I say that is this. I, in my travels, I've come across more bullshit religious people. When they're guys, they go Muslim. Or the ones that can't fake it hard enough do the 5%er.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the women are the ones that are the Bible bashers. You know what I'm saying? To steal a phrase from my man, Mr. Moody, the kooky Christians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That bend and twist and manipulate the Bible and its scriptures to fit their immediate need. And, you know, it's so funny. People that I've come across that, like, I might call them like Sunday and be like, yo, you know, see if we can go grab some brunch or something. And they'll be like, you know, they'll hit me back and be like, hey, I'm going to call you back after I get out of church or whatever. And I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't know she went to church. Mm-hmm. Those are church people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But all of the people that answer your every question and relate your every thought to Jacob's 12:15 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Those are them Bible bashers that, for real, I was a hoe and a freak yesterday, but I went to church this week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And those people those people come in so many shapes and forms that it's sickening. Because like you said, you have to deal with them in business. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with them in relationships. Mm-hmm. You have to deal with them in just general life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's... Unfortunately, I was married to one.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
How'd that work out?
I'm divorced.
I mean... I'm sorry.
So happily divorced.
No, I'm sorry. I know that. But I mean, when you were in it, like... Was it weird?
It was comical.
Okay.
It was comical.
Okay.
You know, here's this woman of the cloth and wants to...
Was she a deaconess?
Her parents were. Was okay. The dean and deaconess of the church and what have you, whatever. And you want to put ointments on my forehead and you want to do this and do that. But you cheating on me?
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And... You know, while I'm at work, you clearing out my house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying, but you about that Bible though. Mm-hmm. That you know, I need that. Why can't I find that scripture that says, "Thou out says if thou was not satisfied, mm-hmm. steal all your nigga shit and roll out." Where's that scripture?
Yeah,
in nigga Bible.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean,
chapter thought.
Thank you.
Verse 3. Right. Wow.
So, yeah. Woo. Man,
okay.
Man,
and what
go ahead. Go ahead. Diego.
No, go ahead. Give yours. Give your spiel. I want to hear yours.
Well, I mean, the funny part is I really kind of agree with what you guys were saying because it's like, as I was telling y'all earlier, I have a friend that... was dating somebody that was at one of the prominent churches and that was kind of like, you know, they were hanging out. And first I was like, y'all, wait, he could date? Oh, okay, I guess he can. Wait, y'all sleeping together? Okay, that's a little weird, but okay. All right. Wait, he got somebody in the church pregnant? So therefore he was seeing somebody else besides you? Okay, that is... Okay.
She was masterful.
There
is such a convenient rug for that bullshit to be swept under.
You know what, though? But that's from back in the day. Let's go way, 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 way back with that shit.
It does go way back. But the level
of the
level of shit that's going on right now in the church?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a joke.
Well, I mean, just kind of circle back and put a bow on this. And put it into perspective as far as dating.
Oh, you about to put a bow on it? Let me finish before you.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go
before
ahead.
You put a bow.
Don't put the bow on.
I was like, don't. Right, I was going to say, no.
These Christians,
because because I do believe there are, and I just want to put this out there, I do believe there are Christians out there who are doing what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
According to their word and their Bible or whatever.
Yes.
They're living the life that they feel like they mm-hmm. need to live, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like, that's cool.
Right.
That's cool for you. That's great. But, you know, we're all human. Let's all remember that first. Mm-hmm. And I do remember that too. But, you know, just don't be out there trying to prey on people. If you're listening and you're like about the Christian life, don't be out there trying to prey on somebody mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe kind of like, oh, I need to study the word more, or I need to do this, or I need to do that. Well, sister, such and such, let me come over here and let me help you out with that. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be that dude or that chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not cool. And we don't want to hear that bullshit. Okay.
But, I mean, it's sad. I mean, I don't want to go there.
The family that prays together stays together. What?
It's so sad because... It's funny, the people that are truly about that life mm-hmm. will interact with you in your life. Mm-hmm. And when you have that quiet moment alone, mm-hmm. it'll hit you like, oh, wow, that person ministered to me.
Sure.
And I didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's mm-hmm. that's the person that is awesome.
Exactly.
And that's the
corners
person.
Of my life are now coming together and making sense.
I did
the
that
way
earlier.
That person said it.
I did that
and
earlier.
Didn't even come. They didn't even come at me with a scripture. They didn't even come at me with how great their life is. Mm-hmm. and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
They just rapped to me like they was my friend.
And you later was like, wait a minute. Right. No, I seriously did that with somebody earlier today, and I mean not trying to be funny. It had nothing to do with sex, it had nothing to do with all the whole thing, but someone who is about, you know, trying to get back into the word and trying to understand. And I'm not gonna say like I'm the most Christianly godly person. I feel like I'm spiritual, but I as I've said on IDS, I don't go to church every Sunday. That's just not where I am right now. Mm-hmm. But talking to this person, you know, she was having a moment and she was going through some things, and I was like, look, that is not who you want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, and we had more conversation and talked about it, and she was like, you know what, you're right. You know, so you can have those conversations with people and not, you know.
Right.
I was about to, well, mm-hmm. Right. I was going to say, but, and pray on people.
But I'm in the same position as you, Queen, because I don't have a church home right now. Mm-hmm. Because every time I get close to a situation, I feel like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe this might be it or right. whatever. Mm-hmm. Then the next conversation is, you know, I was at Home Depot and I had to cuss this motherfucker out. And
hey, you know, we are all human.
And I dig human.
I dig will human. Cuss a motherfucker out. But
you know what I'm saying? My thing is, be human all the time.
Right. Sure.
And I'm gonna tell you the new thought magic that's going on right now.
Magic.
Because see,
can we patent it?
The people that we came up with that were the outcasts, the nerds, the this, that, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Mm-hmm. And they spent their time in the church and they know the scriptures front and back.
Sure.
They don't even have to bring their Bible.
Know
they
people
they
like
know
that.
Right. Mm-hmm. They hot right now.
Yep.
They hot right now, and the thoughts latch on to them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because the thoughts bring that street trick mm-hmm. hood rat bullshit mentality mm-hmm. and go right on in. And they memorize a scripture or a verse or two and throw some good pussy on them nerds. Mm-hmm. And them nerds get turned out and they drain the motherfuckers and suck them dry like leeches. Mm-hmm. And then back to the program. Mm-hmm. Then they fucking the next nigga in church. And then that's the scandal that you was talking about earlier.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That is man or woman.
Absolutely.
Either way. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Trust me.
Right.
You don't know how many of my boys was like, yo, B, you need to come to my church. I'm like, oh, they got it going on like that? They got a band and a Charlie, the bitches up in here.
Oh, that's a picking ground right there.
Right. I've seen pictures on Facebook and Instagram where people are. Right. First of all, okay, sir. I've seen pictures of people on Instagram where they're like, oh my gosh, I'm in church praising the Lord and this is what's in front of me. I mean, if people can't help. Can I get the Instagram picture?
Wow. Church flow.
Wait, hold
and
on.
I don't know if you at church or if you at the club.
Oh, boy.
Or you just got finished fucking. I don't know which one of the three just happened, but right. The caption says church flow.
Praise the Lord.
Right. I mean, but some
maybe
people,
all three just happened. Maybe you just left the club.
I'm just
saying, fuck the pasture, and now you taking a picture.
Okay, but wait.
I don't know.
But some people can't help their body shape. So, some people can't help their body shape.
But they can help the clothes that they pick up off the rack.
That's very true.
They can't help the clothes, but sometimes, seriously, because sometimes you have a woman that has a body shape that no matter what she could put, seriously, I have a friend, she could put, well, I don't know what she looked like now, but back then, she could put on like a potato sack and dudes would try to pick her up. It
Queen,
wasn't about Queen, her body shape.
Queen,
what's her name?
I'm going to use you.
Actually, no, you know who I'm talking about.
I'm going to use you, Queen, as a
right,
perfect
so
fucking example.
She could put on a burlap sack.
I'm going to use you as a perfect example. You, anyone that listens to our show knows that you are probably CEO and head of the Top Shelf Committee.
I'm talking about everything.
But hold on, but let me finish though. But let me finish though. And as her cousin, Diego, how often have you ever seen her cleavage? How often have you ever seen her walk out the house and cleavage is showing?
Not much.
That's what I'm saying.
I used to tell her, put those titties out, girl. Put those titties out.
Right. and that's what I'm saying. So you can't tell me that these chicks at church with their church flow Instagram pic with damn near their areola showing mm-hmm. couldn't find a blouse or something to cover that up.
But I appreciate that, though.
I mean, I dig it. I appreciate it in the sense of I'm a hunter and I'm about to knock that down. You know what I'm saying? So you know, that's yeah. But so I would really have thought you would have come to my back on that one, Queen.
On what?
Because
what do you mean?
With the church dress, you saying you can't help your body. Yeah, you can help your body. You can find a shirt that buttons up and doesn't show your cleavage at church.
I'm telling you, I've seen some pictures where it was like a woman had on a midi skirt, which is a midi skirt goes down to your knee, past your knee, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And it's like you can't help your body shape because you're still going to see some kind of silhouette.
You can't help it, but do you have to accentuate?
If you have on a midi skirt, women know what I'm talking about when I say a midi skirt.
And I know you know her name. What's the lady's name? She's a gospel singer. She's an actress. Tyler Perry. Her last name is Mann.
Tamla
Mann.
Yes, Tamla.
Really? I dig you can't help your shape, but everything I see her in looks like a fucking scuba suit.
Yep.
You gotta show your hips off. You gotta show your ass off. You gotta show your breasts off.
That's for the Lord, though.
Thank you.
The Lord needs that kind of look.
Thank you.
He gets lonely. The Lord needs that. Praise the Lord. But let me just wrap this up and put it in a dating perspective. And this is just for my beautiful sisters out there. And when I say sisters, I'm talking about all women. When I'm talking about this, as far as every time when you, I don't know how many of you guys out there do online dating. But if you do, you can check on any website in any profile. And the first thing you open up a profile and the person say, I'm a Christian man, I'm a Christian woman. And everyone thinks that, oh, he's a Christian, so he must be all right, or she must be all right. What I'm saying, as far as in the dating and putting this thing in the perspective of dating, stop looking at that. Look at the person. Look at the person for who they are, not that moniker that they carry and they portray and put out there front and center that disarm you, but look at the person for what they are. Because it doesn't make a difference whether they're Christian, Muslim, or whatever. If they're a good person and they're good for you, that's all that matters. And that's what I'm saying as far as this whole going back and forth with the putting it front first out there, I'm a Christian. So we need to kind of look at that. And if we want to move somewhere, especially some of you old broads out there, who your chances of ever getting married are slipping.
Did you just say old broad?
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm going to smack you.
I'm just saying. I mean,
what is old?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, but
that'll be another story. That'll be another one.
No, sir. No. Keep it quiet.
Your age plus seven.
Right.
When I say old,
no, that's still old.
When I say old, it's all relative. And I say, but that'll be another show for us.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll be another show.
We're gonna have to write that down. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so again, if you want to hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1IDS.
That's 202-750-1437. Make sure you hit us.
Because I know that was a bit much for some of you. So we're going to go and take a really, really quick break. Do some things. Talk to some people. Hashtag. Send us an email. Whatever you got to do. We'll be right back.
Will you help me find me? Take this crazy, crazy past of mine and put it all behind me. Look down on the ghetto man and change his mission and put it in the hearts of many to stop confusion.
As I look into my life, searching
we need to moan for love. My sisters, brothers, let's put these hands together.
As I look,
we need to stop choking on the truth,
searching for
and stop smoking on a plan. Men, love and respect that woman and bring her happiness.
As I look,
I'm talking to the ghetto.
Searching
for each other, we should help. While our babies are dying in the street, we've got to be saying to ourselves,
as I look into my life, searching for that paradise.
so far apart. Wish I would've known this from the start, that your heart I would lose. Now I look back, I should've known my actions would lead to nights alone, and even bringing new girls to my home. If it's wrong, it's dead, not true, and it never will be able to replace who I love and how I feel. And everything I miss, starting with them words I love you rolling off your lips. Every little kiss, wish to regret it, but I just reminisce about the time we had. Wish I could have it back. Oh,
wish we had a choice on who we love. I had a choice on who I was dreaming of.
Welcome back. Once again, if you want to give us some of your feedback, that is indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-1437. Okay, whatever. You heard what the fuck I said. Anyway. Mark, is that you? Okay. Anyway. All right, woo. So the next question, actually, you know what? I almost went into neck roll mode.
Bitch, how dare you ask me a question like that? Right.
On the next question. So, okay, the next question is, because it was received last year, but why in 2015, 2016 are grown ass men asking women if they can cook?
Oh,
Miss Sonia, I'm gonna let you answer this question.
And you coming to me right after that, mother.
You know what? Raise your hand. I'm gonna ask you the question, and then you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, why the hell are they asking if we can cook? I don't cook. Now I can cook, but if I cook for you, use something special. Now I don't supposed to make it a habit of cook. I can make reservations, but I'm not just cooking. But I used to date a guy that he used to always want me to come over and cook all the time. Now, because I liked him and I wanted to make him happy, I cooked. But I felt like, really? Like, is that a prerequisite of our love? Like, I have to cook?
What were you making for him before B is, like, about to throw the mic across the room and he's like dancing in like where he's standing? But before we go to him, what were you cooking for this dude? What did he ask you to cook?
I mean, breakfast, like
he stayed the night. Okay,
yeah, like
continue.
Like veggie, like
all the business.
Right. I'm just saying. You said breakfast.
So after he got the pussy, what did he ask to cook?
Saying, guys, you were wearing your shirt the next day.
Exactly.
He asked you to make him
I'm tired. You know what? I had to realize I'm tired of brothers winning. So I'm giving you my pussy and cooking the next morning. Like, when do I win?
Yes, bitch. Yes.
I wasn't winning. Yes. I wasn't winning, so I had to cut it off. But I'm talking about, you know, potatoes, you know, everything works. He's getting the work.
He acted like he was like at
you
the
was
Beacon
at his
Grill.
House?
No, he acted like he was at the Beacon Grill.
You was at his house? Yes. Oh, so you was cooking his shit and complaining. Okay.
Well, no, wait.
It was his potatoes was being fried. His bacon was being fried. And he was complaining. Carry on.
I'm just saying.
Continue in the words of
well, I mean, TV. He can't win all the way around. I mean, I tell him you getting all the goodness. So, of course, I mean, if you want, you know, I mean, if I'm going to cook,
you got dick
buy
and free food.
Huh?
You got dick and free food. And free lodging.
Nigga, you got pussy. Yeah. And some sunshine.
That's up for debate.
So.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
then you should cook.
Good dick. I mean, it's a give and take. It's a give and take.
They're changing the game. Okay.
No, no, no.
So good dick equals breakfast? Is that what we're saying?
No, what I'm saying. No, what I'm saying is
although
this.
He had his hand up next.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't.
No.
I was actually searching for music.
No, and I understand what you're saying on that, but, you know, I've had women cook, you know, like right after we finish, you know, because, you know, I performed so well, she wanted to get that nigga something good. Oh, you know, but, you know,
but don't break your own patting yourself.
I mean, it is good. I mean, you know, I got good dick. I give good dick. So the bottom line is this. It's the fact that
she made a ham sandwich.
She cooked me some pancakes. I mean, she went all over, got me some good bacon. I'm talking the good crunchy kind too.
She put a smiley face on.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
with
it was good
cream.
Too. Yeah, nice, good syrup. I'm talking about log cabin, not the cheap
that
shit.
That syrup that looked like it came in a liquor bottle.
Nah, yeah, the log cabin, the good one. Yeah. I mean, she went all out.
How old is he?
So, log cabin syrup, that's still out?
How old is he?
I'm just saying. I understand what he means, but the good syrup that looked like you got it out the
alcohol. I'm Miss Butler.
Like you got it out the alcohol. It was a glass bottle and all that.
But getting back to the thing, no. In this day and age, niggas.
Is he clapping?
Yes, I'm clapping. I'm good clapping, boo. But niggas.
Who going to check me, boo?
Niggas, stop asking grown-ass women, do they cook? Bottom line is this. If they work, okay, if they have an 8-hour job plus kids, okay, and they coming home and you expect them to cook for you too, what the fuck are you giving them? Because that's some bullshit right there. Because I know if I was a woman and you telling me after I work my 8-hour, 12-hour job, good government job, GS 15.
What?
You know,
bitch,
and I
you gotta
deal
upgrade
with the man,
15.
Then I have to come home and deal with your sorry, probably limp dick ass, and then I gotta cook for your ass too? Motherfucker, get your bussy ass in the kitchen and cook.
If I was sorry, limp dick, and all of that, you shouldn't have brought your funky, tired ass over to my house to cook my motherfucking potatoes, eggs, and bacon to put it in my motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Hold, tight. You have options.
Did you clap?
You chose to come to my house, and you chose to get this, as you call, so sorry dick that seems to be pleasing you enough to bring you to my motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying? You ain't paid for no groceries in this bitch. You looked in the pantry, saw what I had, and you got to scrambling while you was wearing my motherfucking cutoff t-shirt that I'm going to be playing ball in.
What?
I'm going to be playing ball in later on this afternoon. You know what I'm saying? So the rest of that bullshit, and if you frying them fucking eggs right, I might fuck you in the kitchen while you cooking. Okay. But that's another story. My thing is this. You not going to badmouth me. If I'm over your place, if I invite myself over your place, if I leave the club in a drunken stupor and want to come over to your spot and motherfucking give you some half drunk tired dick and just let me get my rocks off and then expect you to cook, talk all the shit you want.
Okay.
But if you willingly came to my place, I ain't gonna hear it.
Hold up. I kind of feel like we went off.
Yes.
Off balance, off kilter, off topic. I was just asking, why are men asking women if they can cook? Like, how come you're not cooking for them? Was where I was going. I mean, we're not talking about what's in your pantry. We're not talking about what I brought over your house. We're not talking about what you brought to my house. Why are you men asking women if they can cook when you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're grown. Shouldn't you fucking know how to turn on a burner and add some butter and do some other shit to cook some food?
Yeah, they're not your mama.
Queen, before you know what I mean?
You know how to make macaroni and cheese and biscuits and all the other shit you like too?
Queen, before I start, just so I can know what I'm saying is coming from a very good place. You do know I can cook.
I know you can cook. I mean, that's not the point.
So here's my point here. We started this show asking what was our status and blah, blah, blah. We even asked our past status. I was married. Okay? I was, to steal a phrase, hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. I got off fucking work, went to her house, and I had every night was seemingly Thanksgiving. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. Sure. What I didn't realize her mom cooked that shit.
Damn. Oh boy.
She hooked you.
That was an okie doke.
Absolutely.
Okay. I will concur.
So in my household, after I work a motherfucking what we used to call gate to gate back in the retail days, when you have to fucking open your store and close that bitch and come home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I motherfucking make the simple call of, hey, babe, what's for dinner? Oh, I already ate.
What?
Well, we concluded that you married the wrong bitch.
Please tell me.
That's why you're not together.
But this answers the question.
It does. Right.
This is why
we
fucking ask, because I'm going to tell you, you know me. I'm a motherfucking, I'm a sarcastic motherfucker. So my answer to that question was, well, goddamn, you could at least fucking drop 2 hot dogs in some water and act like you was going to try to cook. Guess what I have for dinner the next day? 2 unboiled hot dogs and some fucking water, because she still didn't know what the fuck to do with 2 hot dogs in water. You couldn't even click the fucking stove to heat them bitches up to have hot dogs the next day.
So if she was honest with you and say, baby, I can't cook. I don't even know how to boil water.
Because you know that I can.
Put the dollar ramen noodles.
That's not
a
problem. So guess what? That's fine. So I tell you what, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cook. I'm going to do the laundry. And you're going to fucking shift other responsibilities over to you.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem cooking. I don't have a problem motherfucking doing laundry. I can't clean worth a fuck. I'm an untidy son of a bitch. I dig that. So I tell you what, I don't want to hear shit about my socks, shoes, drawers, where I dropped them. Pick them bitches up, put them in the fucking laundry, I'll wash them. But what you're not going to do is talk my head off about that bullshit later.
That's great, because it's a give and take. What I'm seeing a lot of is how in the beginning, brothers are asking it as a prerequisite for even continuing to date.
Right.
So it's like the top 10 questions. Do you cook? Can you cook? Can you know what I mean? And then if you say, yeah, I can cook, but, you know.
How old are the people asking these questions?
In their mid to late 40s.
Thank you.
Or 30s.
Hold on tight.
Because I've seen some posts.
And that means a lot, because a motherfucker in his 20s, early 30s really probably couldn't give a fuck because he think he's going to eat McDonald's for the rest of his life.
No.
But somebody in their 40s are trying to build something substantial to move forward. And I just need to know these things about you going forward.
I don't know. I just think that I think that is a good conversation to have, but after you get to know the person, not in the top 5 questions. In other words, like I had a brother tell me, if you don't cook, we don't even need to continue this conversation.
Then if you don't cook, bye Felicia, then you'd be like, well, I don't. Thank you. Have a good night.
Right.
Don't even waste your time and energy on that. Say, sorry, sir, I don't. Right. I'm working on this, but maybe I'm not for you.
You
have a good night.
Cook? Right. You can't eat. But how you make it to 40-something years and you don't know how to eat?
Yeah. And I'm just saying, you know, I'm going on the women's side on this, because I have a lot of female friends, and they always say, well, hey, you know, so-and-so wants to know, look, he's a grown-ass man. What has he been doing before he got to you? He been cooking for himself or going out or whatever. I'm not saying don't cook for your man. Or don't cook for your woman. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm saying that should not be one of your top 5 questions to ask your potential mate. Can you cook? Come on, guys. We always tell them we want a better woman. We want a good woman. We're all looking for that ideal woman that we can hang out with, we can fuck good, and we can, you know, and you know, cuddle up with and everything like that. So get to know that person.
I'm just saying, what if I'm all those things, but I just don't know how to boil water?
And that's fine.
So if
just
I don't know how to
question.
No, I'm saying if I'm out front, I'm like, baby, I can do every single thing you said, but I cannot boil water, or maybe soul food that you really like. That's not my shit. Like, so does that count me out because I can't cook soul food, but I can hit every single other point that you said,
it
or
depends
that you like?
Upon the person you're dealing with. But just like you ladies want us to give you information up front that at least lets you have the opportunity to decide whether this is something you want to deal with or not,
you got
to
ask that question.
You have to ask the fucking question. Now, to Diego. This motherfucking physique didn't come from fucking. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Fucking only gets you so far. After I finish fucking you, I'm hungry.
God damn it.
Make me something to eat, and I need to know, do I need to fucking get up and scramble some eggs, or are you going to get up and scramble some eggs? It's not, it doesn't have to be an end-all, be-all question. We're getting to know each other. Can you cook? I dig it. If you can't, you can't. It doesn't mean that we're over. I just need to know how to go about my game plan going forward.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I'm agreeing with everyone saying that, look, it's not the point of not asking them, can they cook or not? I'm saying stop with the bullshit lead-off question. Can you cook? That just sounds so stupid and barbaric and archaic. Can you cook?
Yep.
The bottom line is, like, just given the fact that, okay, yeah, I'm going to take it for granted, you can do something for yourself that you're not starving. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's the way I look at everybody. You're not starving. If you're a grown-ass person, you're not starving.
Nigga, you 40. You clearly have been eating. You made it. But what I'm saying,
because to me, it's more important whether you give good head than whether you can cook. I'd rather for you to give good head than cook. I'll cook you something if you give me good head.
Okay, let me give you a perfect fucking fitting example for what we're talking about. Okay? My last situation, I call them audition. Was
I like that.
I said, okay, this person was like, hey, do you want me to come over, whatever, blah, 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 I'll cook. I was like, all right, cool. So, picked them up. We went to the grocery store. I purposely pulled in the front of the grocery store and let her out. I'm not coming in. Uh-huh. You're cooking, okay? I had fucking 15 phone calls. Hey, what did you want? Did you cook? Just cook. So finally, I had to put down a ground rule. The only things I don't want is I don't want processed food. Right. I want everything cooked fresh.
Right.
That's it. Whatever the fuck you cook, if I don't like it, I don't like it. But I'm not going to fault you for whatever you cook. Right. I'm giving you free range to cook. She calls me back. Okay, so I'm going to get some Velveeta mac and cheese. Bitch, that's processed.
Right.
If you're making macaroni and cheese, get some fucking noodles, mm-hmm. get some cheese, and make macaroni and cheese. You don't know how to put them two fucking things together? Without a box with instructions?
Some people don't.
I don't want processed. And that's what I'm saying. I need to know, can you cook? I don't care if you don't, because I can. And my thing is, if I'm getting into a relationship with you, let me prepare myself to never, ever in our relationship walk through the door and think I'm going to smell food cooking. Just know that I'm either going to have to bring some fucking shit home, or I'm going to have to get home early and do cooking of my own. That's not a deal breaker necessarily for everyone, but just let me know what I'm dealing with.
But let me ask you a question on that. So you said, in you know, your words, when you come home, you might not be smelling food cooking. Okay, so what if she's working and you're working and y'all both coming home at the same time?
I dig that, but that's fine. So if we both get home at the same time, I know I'm going to have to, guess what I'm going to be doing while I'm driving home? I'm going to be thinking, what's in the fucking fridge? What's in the freezer? Let me see what I can whip together real quick. As opposed to driving home, like, I'm tired. I just want to go fucking open the beer, sit down and watch ESPN while my baby cook dinner tonight. I know that's not going to happen.
Right.
So we don't even have to go through that frustrating part of our relationship. You know what I'm saying? We can bypass all that together. I'll know, guess what? I need this. Let me just go ahead and detour, jump Safeway, grab that, and on the way home,
okay.
I'm going to do this
okay,
and do
so
that.
Okay, so you'll do that. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Personally, I'm a PBJ and head man, so, you know, I'm good.
Okay. Well, I feel like that was a lot for our first show. And you know what? Again, indeepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1437. Did I do it right?
1437, 750-1437,
IDS, do it. Yep, that's what I said. So thank you so much for joining us. I mean, of course, we need your feedback on this show. We know you're going to have some things to say about this show.
Especially you holy rollers.
Okay, well, or anybody, we know you're going to have some feedback for us. And, I mean, we have so many questions that are written down. Oh, gosh. I mean, this can go on forever and ever and ever. So, Big B, Diego, Miss Sonia. Thank you so much. This was fun. I mean, I know it might have been a little stressful at points, but it was very, very fun. Anything you got to say?
Yeah, you know, definitely want to thank everybody for giving up their night to addressing our deep souls and their thoughts and their questions and what have you. Especially thanks to Miss Sonia for coming out of your way and travels and all that good stuff. And
for my pleasure.
Don't take frustration and anger out on your clients tomorrow.
I'll try that too.
No doubt.
Thanks again for joining us. We really appreciate it. Let us know what's up.
Down and out.
I was still alive.